Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's anniversary sale with Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Instacart shoppers know groceries. They know that you can't make guacamole with rock hard avocados. They know how to quickly find those peanut butter pretzels you can never find. And they keep you in the know by giving you updates about your order along the way. Let Instacart shoppers help take shopping off your plate so you can get time and energy back for what really matters. Visit instacart.com or download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $10. Additional terms apply. Instacart. Add life to cart.
Anton Walker, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it. How you been?
I've been good. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, thanks so much for coming on. So let me start you off with your Wildcats. Disappointing first round of the NCAA tournament. I thought this team was primed and ready to go make a championship run. Just how do you process it days later after their crushing defeat in round one to Oakland?
It's tough. Obviously, very talented group. But when you play a lot of freshmen, this is what can happen. It's going to be tough to compete against an older team, a team that's mature, that have been in those situations before. Maybe not in the NCAA tournament, but have been in a lot of meaningful games. And we have freshmen on the team that hadn't been there before. And sometimes you don't understand the magnitude of the game until you actually get in it. So I think that's what it is. And it's unfortunate because we had a very talented group, very good group. But it's tough because these guys may not return and get another crack at it.
Do you think the approach, Antoine, needs to change where you go away from the one-and-dones and try to bring in guys that are going to stay for 3-4 years?
That's always tough. Obviously, Cal has done a terrific job of coaching and bringing in terrific talent. You don't want to lose that. I mean, nobody wants to coach and not have talent. So you want to continue to bring in top-tier talent and try to get over the hump. I just think now the game has changed and the landscape of college basketball has changed. So you got to adjust to that. Cal has done a terrific job of coaching these young men and getting them to their ultimate goal of being pros. I mean, not sure how many pros he has, but I'm pretty sure that number's up there, 40 or 50 guys in the league, especially since he's joined Kentucky. So it's tough because obviously you want to see guys stay 2, 3, 4 years and, you know, make great runs and have a chance to win national titles. But when you got a lot of talented guys, they're going to go pro. I only did 2 years myself, so I understand it from a player's perspective, but I also understand it from a university perspective that wants to continue to win.
People are wondering if Cal should be on the hot seat, if he should return as the coach. Are you still all in on John Calipari, Antoine Walker?
Oh, yes, I'm definitely still all in. I just think we have to understand that the landscape has just changed. It's you know, he's one of the best at doing and bringing in talent and maximizing and making good runs. But, you know, it's going to be tough, I mean, because you're going to play older teams with the transfer portal and things like that. It's going to be tough to win it all. But I'm still all in on Cal. You can't be the guy who's bringing in that type of talent every year and giving guys, from a selfish point of view, giving players an opportunity to make it to the next level. I mean, you know, sometimes that's what it's all about.
Do you still think this team, you know, moving forward, this program under Cal can win a championship? Because we talked about it, right? The changing landscape, and he's won a championship at Kentucky. He got to another championship game where I think they lost to UConn. But now the last few years, right, they missed the tourney. They lose to St. Peter's, lose in the round of 32, lose to Oakland. Do you still think one day he could get this into a spot where Kentucky is hoisting an NCAA championship again?
I think so because of the NIL, because guys are now having the opportunity to make money playing you know, you may be able to get guys to stay 2-3 years now. So I think the opportunity is going to be there again because of the NIL space and because you're going to be a guy to be able to make money in school. And it won't be such an urgency to go to the NBA. They'll get a chance to play in college for multiple years. So I think he will have another chance to do it. It's just a matter of convincing guys and understanding the fun nature of playing the NCAA tournament and being a part of that legacy is to make sure guys want to be a part of that.
Talking to Antoine Walker. All righty, let me get to your Celtics. I know they blew a 30-point game last night. But they are the number one seed right in the East. They've been dominating every team in the Eastern Conference. When you look at the standings right now, where's your confidence level that this could be the year that they hang another banner with the Boston Celtics?
Oh, I love it. I think, obviously, the addition of Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis is great. Jalen and Jason, another year under their belt, has been the two main guys on the team. I love it. I think it's as good as ever. This season, they're deep. They can play 8, 9, 10 guys, play in multiple different ways. Whether you need to score 120, they can do that. I think if they have to get 100, you know, they can play in a game where they can defend. They got great defenders with Holiday and Jaylen Brown. So I like this team. I think they can not only make a run this year, but for the next couple of years. And you see that, obviously, the way they've dominated this season and being the number one seed right now in the Eastern Conference.
Who do you think the biggest challenger is in the East? Is it still Milwaukee, even though they had to bring in Doc Rivers this year after firing their coach?
Oh, it's definitely Milwaukee. I mean, Giannis, so we know how great he is. And then you add a guy like Dame, a guy who can close games out and finish, and a guy who hasn't made a deep run in the playoffs in a while. He's hungry. And then Doc, too. I mean, we know Doc is a great basketball mind offensively, can put those guys in very good spots where they could be very good offensively. So Milwaukee is definitely the biggest challenge.
Talking to Antoine Walker right now. When we look at the entire landscape of the NBA, East and West, I still think the team to beat is the defending champs with the Denver Nuggets. Is that the team that you have the most confidence in to raise that Larry O'Brien trophy coming up in June?
Out West, yeah. I still like the Celtics. I think, you know, obviously Denver, you're going to have to go to them if they get there. I mean, teams out West are going to have to go through Denver, of course, but I still think from top to bottom and not being biased, but looking at it from a purely basketball point of view, I just think the Celtics have everything you need. I think they're deep. I think they got, you know, two guys that can really go get it done and have huge nights. The complementary pieces are there in Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis. So, and I just think all of the stars are aligned for the Celtics to make a deep run. And obviously, if you get to the finals and if Denver's there, I wouldn't be surprised. I know Denver, the way they play as a team and obviously the way Joker's playing, they've got to be the favorites to come out the West.
Talking to Antoine Walker for a few more minutes on the Zach Gelb Show. LeBron could opt out at the end of the year. Do you think he stays in L.A. or do you think he tries to go somewhere else?
I would hope he stay in L.A., just finish it out. I mean, I think LeBron has to make a real decision based on what direction the team is going. When you look at it, you're fighting for play-in situations, you know, 8th, 9th seed. I think LeBron James' legacy, that's not what we want to see it at. Obviously, this year was really important. I think reaching 40,000 points and playing long enough to be able to do that, he's done that. He's obviously won multiple championships. So I think he has to start to look at that. If we're not going to be competing at the highest level, and I mean being a top four team in the Western Conference, I just think it's hard for him to get that motor and engine and mentally prepare yourself to continue to play.
I want to ask you about two other players right now. Zion is very quietly having a good season. And then you look at Anthony Edwards, what he's been able to do with the Timberwolves. Just what have your thoughts been on Zion Williamson and Anthony Edwards right now?
I'm so excited for Zion Williams. I think taking all the criticism that he's had to take over the last couple of years and now to be have a team that's going to, you know, comfortably in the playoffs and him playing great. Kudos to him, and hopefully he can build and continually work to be the best player possible, because I am a huge fan of him. And Anthony Edwards is another great star, but I hope Anthony Edwards can stay in Minnesota. We saw Kevin Garnett take that franchise and make a deep run in the playoffs, but obviously it's very, as we've shown, it's been very difficult to continue to keep talent in Minnesota. So hopefully Anthony Edwards is starting something great there. We know Carl Anthony Towns is there, and they got a nice little duo going right there. But Anthony Davis can be one of the next great players to play in this league. He's obviously showing that, and that next generation of great players.
Last thing I want to ask you, just using your athlete cap here, as we wrap it up with Antoine Walker on the Zach Gelb show, we've seen in baseball the Shohei Ohtani situation with his interpreter, and then yesterday the story about Jonte Porter and the allegations there, or the investigation that's going on. How much of an issue do you think this will be moving forward, where you have athletes, right, and there's going to be people that are going to be approaching them, and you have circles that you don't know who to trust, really, even in your own circle? When it comes to gambling, what do you think the challenges are for not only college athletes but also professional athletes moving forward?
I think the leagues have to put a much stronger, I mean, obviously have this has to be addressed internally with the teams and organizations. Your players' unions have to step up and let players know how serious this is and how it could cost you your career. I think now with, you know, with all the betting and all these different sites and websites and things that's going on, you got to address it now. I think it's just a early wake-up call for them to really get on top of guys and make sure they understand the severity of that and what's the consequences, and make sure that they don't get involved in it, because there's so many different ways to bet and be a part of these sporting events. We have to have to really hone in on it. And the unions of all these leagues are going to have to go back in and make sure guys understand the rules, what you can and cannot do, what you cannot be a part of, and if something needs to be addressed. This is just an early wake-up call to get everybody involved and understand that they cannot do that.
He is Antoine Walker. Antoine, always great to catch up with you. Thanks so much for carving out a few minutes for us today.
All right, thanks for having me on the show.
There he is, Antoine Walker, joining us. Good stuff on the gambling stuff at the end of the conversation, and a defense of John Calipari, still thinking he's the right guy for the Kentucky Wildcats. Let's do this. We'll take a break right here. We'll come on back. I want to pick back up when we return in 5 minutes in regards to Shohei Ohtani. I guess you could still say speaking to reporters. The reporters weren't able to ask him any questions, but he did speak to reporters yesterday and issued a statement through his new translator. And there's two things that are still unanswered, and I have a lot of questions still in regards to Shohei Ohtani's involvement in this. We'll get to it on the other side. Update time first, though. Here's the Ackman, Rich Ackerman.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Bless you. Hey, have you tried Instacart for spring allergy relief? You can order decongestants, antihistamines, and more through Instacart from stores like CVS, Walgreens, and Costco, delivered in as fast as 1 hour. Because those red, watery eyes need relief now. And that sneeze means you do not want to venture out into all that pollen. And that's your cue to download the Instacart app and get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.